bring light. I'm at the moment in the process of putting together a Haggadah with a student. She did the artwork and I'm doing the writing. And she's called Shira, I'm called David. I call it Shirat David, but it's going to take a bit of time. And so I asked a question by Avadim Hayinu. I just finished this piece. I asked a question by Avadim Hayinu. How did a man in Auschwitz say Avadim Hayinu? How? If a person said, how do you say Avadim Hayinu? How? He's still an Eved. And because we went to Kovno recently with this Mizrahi trip, so I looked up a few tshuvot there. And one of the shaylas asked in the Kovno Ghetto, there was a chazan who said he didn't want to make the bracha every morning, Shelo Asani Avid. How can I bless God that he didn't make me an Eved? And he asked the Rebbe, I shouldn't make this bracha because I am an Eved. Every day they take me out for slavery. So why do I have to make this bracha? And the Rebbe said to him, because this bracha isn't about your physical avdut, it's about being a Jew. It's about, you're not an Eved because you have mitzvot. And you're not Avadim Hayinu because you have mitzvot. And in the darkest place on earth, wherever you are, you have mitzvot there to protect you. And Torah, kineh, Torah, mitzvah, or we have or. And that should be, if you ask me, how do I do this? How do I need akum bimkom kosho? How do I sustain my religiosity? So, ne Torah, the ner of the Torah and the mitzvot, they are that protection. You keep them, and you keep them assiduous. So you do that properly, nothing could go wrong. That is the aim, have no doubts. It has been, I think, for me, once again, an absolute honor and privilege to have this MTA here. They've been remarkable from the first day. It's very, very hard. They arrive here in January when you're all pretty solid and safe, and no one gives them the kind of orientation that you get. They're just expected to land on their feet and run. And once again, as with most years, we're spoiled. They have done this in an enviable fashion, incredible fashion. So it's been for me and the rest of my staff a privilege, an honor to have them here. And the greatest gift you could give us back is if you are able to retain what you've achieved.